Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad you've invited us into your radio on your local radio station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants to invite you to visit Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Coming up June 1st, it's the River Races, Niobrara River Races, fun, prizes, and entertainment. And again, you can find details on that at visitvalentine.com and plan the rest of your Midwest adventure.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy or fancy, no. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news and connecting you with local buyers and sellers. You know what? The readers appreciate it. They come to them for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
Kim, what do you have to share for everybody today on The Good Stuff?
Well, I came across some anger sayings and quotes that I'm going to share. What do you have?
I'm going to have a donkey story.
Oh, well, by all means, you go first.
This one's been on The Good Stuff before, but I think it's a good one, so that's why we're going to bring it to you. One day, a farmer's donkey fell down into a well. The animal cried piteously for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth it to retrieve the donkey. He invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down the well. He was astonished at what he saw. With each shovel of dirt that hit his back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake it off and take a step. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off, take a step up. Pretty soon everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and happily trotted off. The moral of this story, life is going to shovel dirt on you. All kinds of dirt. The trick to getting out of the well is to shake it off and take a step up. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping. So never giving up, shake it off and take a step up. I do not know the author on that, but it's simply called The Donkey.
I love that story. I think it's great.
All right, what are you going to share with us
today?
Okay,
so here's some anger sayings and quotes.
What?
I know. It sounds kind of odd, but wait.
Okay.
Be patient. It's good. Anger is often more hurtful than the injury that caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anger is one letter short of danger. Eleanor Roosevelt said that. And exaggeration is truth that has lost its temper. I thought that was very good. If you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow. That is a Chinese proverb. And if you kick a stone in anger, you will hurt your foot. That is Korean. And postpone today's anger until tomorrow. That's Tagalog Filipino on anger. So
wow.
I've got more. I'll share more on another day, but I thought just a little bit of anger management, you might call it, might
anger
help
management.
The day. Yeah.
You know, Kim, we haven't picked too much on Nebraska, our home state here, but I have something, a story that was sent in about a Nebraska football player. So let's see where this goes.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
A student went to Nebraska on a football scholarship. He was a defensive back, a good one, but a poor student. At graduation, he didn't have enough credits, but he was a great football star, and the students held a rally and demanded that the dean give him a diploma anyway. They were so insistent that the dean agreed if Bubba could answer one question correctly, he would give him a diploma. The one question test was held in the auditorium, and all the students packed the place. It was standing room only. The dean was on the stage and told him to come up. The dean had the diploma in his hand and said, "Sir, if you can answer this question correctly, I'll give you your diploma." He said that he was ready, and the dean asked him the question. "Sir," he said, "how much is 3 times 7? He looked up at the ceiling and down at his shoes, just pondering the question. The Nebraska students began chanting, "Graduate him anyway, graduate him anyway." Then he held up his hand and the auditorium became silent. He said, "I think I know the answer. 3 times 7 is 21. A hush fell over the auditorium and the Nebraska students began another chant. "Give him another chance, give him another chance." I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
Yeah, that's going to come back and haunt you.
Well, thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.